Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Moore reaches second base with a double. Camilli moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to O'Toole covering. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Peterson moves to third. Epstein moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peterson scores. Epstein moves to third. Cullen moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Toole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Toole covering, for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Agee scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Barry moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Toole covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Jim O'Toole. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Dick Lines now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Agee moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Baldwin, and towards Cullen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Berry now playing right field. Jimmy Stewart now playing left field. Ed Stroud pin. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney is hit by the pitch. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cullen catches it and throws to first to double up McNairtney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dignan pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.